from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big Game Morning Show welcomes you. I'm Larry Richard, and in studio, Jim Christiana. Jim, good to see you again.
My pleasure.
We got a lot to talk about with you, M7 Sports, and your connection, certainly with Beaver County and Aliquippa area. But being a sports guy, you'll appreciate that every week at this time, we're going to welcome the legend, Bill Hillgrove, voice of the University of Pittsburgh Panthers, is with us. There he is, Bill. How you doing? You can actually see Bill via video at kdkradio.com as we stream. William, good morning.
I have a voice for radio.
Hey, partner. We've been around so long, the technology is you can see people on the radio. We're just talking about that with Jim. So here we go. You know, a number of people had asked me, is Bill still doing Pitt? I said, yes. He stepped down after 30 years doing Steelers football, but you're still the voice of the Panthers, and I would imagine looking forward to the next 50 years.
I am. It's been a blessing, especially to be able to do it in my hometown, to talk about teams I grew up rooting for. It doesn't happen too often, as you guys know, in this industry. So how I did it for 30 years, a double duty, I don't know. Smoke and mirrors, I guess. Sleight of hand and running through airports imitating O.J. Simpson. Yeah. But, you know, I think those days are tougher now because, you know, what's happened to commercial travel, not only the TSA, but, you know, for instance, I think I remember they used to have 8 direct flights from Pittsburgh to Baltimore a day, and now I bet it's down to 2 or 3, and I bet one of them stops in Charlotte. And, you know, that's what's happened, and get from point A to point B is much tougher than it was 30 years ago.
And that said, Jim Christiana, of course, you know Bill and his great voice. Bill and his late partner, Dick Grote, will be the first broadcasters ever inducted into Pitt's Hall of Fame here in just a few weeks. So, Bill, congratulations for that. And I know it's really meaningful, especially since you'll be going in with your buddy, Dick Grote.
Of all the things that have come my way over the years, this is right at the top. And it's because of Dick Grote and my association with him for 40 years, traveling with him, being around him. He called me roomie. You know, I mean, it was just very, very special. And especially for a kid growing up in Garfield who idolized Dick Grote. I always wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, but found out at a very young age I wasn't the best player in my neighborhood, let alone, you know, good enough to make the major leagues. But somehow I grabbed a piece of that spotlight, and I'm very grateful.
Well, what do you know about this Panther team? They underperformed last year after a few years ago winning the ACC, but they've made a lot of changes. There are a lot of new faces, and as Coach Narduzzi told me yesterday, he doesn't know for sure either until they get in a football game, which starts Saturday at noon at Acrisure against Kent State. What do you feel? What are you getting from the vibe?
Larry, I looked at last year as an aberration. That was not a true indication of where Narduzzi's program stands. We know that the offense failed and probably put too much pressure on the defense, and as a result, it underperformed, especially coming down the stretch. So I look for that to completely reverse itself this year. Cade Bell's going to run that up-tempo offense. I may have to take a quick stenographer's course to figure out how to keep track, because I like to keep the play-by-play to keep my head in the game. And it's going to be tougher if they're running plays every 10 seconds. They will do check with me, so that'll give me some time to write and Pat Bostic some time to talk, and you and Doran Dickerson time to let us know what's going on down on the field. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Hey, Billy, Jim Christiana, first of all, it's an honor to share the screen and the radio with you this morning. Lots of people want to talk about Pitt's quarterback situation, and to be honest, I only want to hear your opinion about it. What's your opinion of the situation, and what do you expect early on in the season?
Having watched the final scrimmage at Acrisure in camp, I thought that Holstein had taken a step forward to the point where he might start. But now they're listed as co-starters. They're both going to play on Saturday, and I think that has to play itself out. Nate Yarnell has more experience. He knows how not to beat himself, and I think that's one of the keys at quarterback. You know, you don't have to be great. Just don't beat yourself. And so it's going to be fun to watch that position. But I think they're deep at running back, deeper at tight end. I hope they use Gavin Moore. I think the O-line is fine. We've got some veterans there. And I think the only big question mark on offense is to who's going to catch the ball. Kanate Mumfield's going to lead that group in the receiver room. But I think they have enough speed and enough experience and enough, good football players at that position to put points on the board. Defensively, just look at the fact that they could probably have six or seven starting defensive tackles. So they're deep up front. The linebacker core is improved. The secondary at safety experienced. And I think the questions are at the corners because of who we had to replace. But, I'm looking forward to the situation. Caleb Junko is punting the ball much more consistently. I think they worked with his technique a little bit. And Ben Sauls, what can I say? He's one in a long line of really good Pitt placement kickers.
Yeah, and Coach Narduzzi said last night, Bill, he expects Ben to play on Sundays based on what he's hearing from professional teams of interest. So here we go, Saturday at noon at Acrisure Stadium. The Fan is your flagship for the University of Pittsburgh football, basketball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or track pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And we'll be on the air at 10. Pat Bostic, along with Scorin Doran, Dickerson, who is a Pitt All-American. We got Cale Berger and, of course, the great Bill Hillgrove. Billy, looking forward to this. We'll see you Saturday.
H2P.
All right. Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. And Jim will catch up and let everybody know what M7 Sports is all about next. This is the Big K Morning Show. We briefly introduced Jim Christiana, who is the founder and really the managing partner of M7 Sports and Agency. I want to talk about that, but if people are saying, boy, I know his name, You were a former House of Representative leader, and you were in that political world for, I mean, you're a young guy, too. You've done a lot to get to this point.
Yeah, I did a 10-year sentence in the state house. And then I had a term limit. I honored my term limit pledge, and it was the best thing, really, I think I've done in my career, which was to kind of force an exit, keep my promise, and leave. Obviously, we've seen too many examples of people that stay
too
beyond
long.
Their welcome.
Amen. I give you credit for that. But you got in there. You were very, very young to be elected.
I was. I was 25. And
I mean, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah. It. Looking back, it'd be interesting now that I have two kids, and if my son came to me in his early 20s, then mid-20s, and said, hey, I want to run for office. I don't know. I don't know how encouraging I would be. Obviously, if he was genuine about it and sincere and, you know, for all the right reasons. But, man, it's and this was even before the toxicity that is going on in
right.
the last, you know,
so
five,
divisive now.
Oh, man.
You know, what I think a lot of people are disappointed in, Jim, is, and we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
But is the fact that it's really hard to have a civil conversation anymore with anybody. Because if you're one side or the other, the name calling begins, and then you really don't. Can't we just talk, maybe disagree on some things, and still be civil and friends?
Yeah, especially when the people in elected office, opposite ends of the spectrum. I work with Dan Frankel. We're on some healthcare legislation. And the reason that we were able to do that was because we focused on what we agreed on. And by the way, that sounds common sense, but it's actually the exception to the rule. And most people in politics, most people in Harrisburg, I'd even say in Washington, they agree on 100% of what the problems are. They probably agree on 80% of what the solutions are, but they only talk about and focus on the 20% that they disagree. And ultimately, that's why nothing gets done or very little gets done.
Yeah, and it's frustrating for everybody because, you know, we want our elected officials to move things forward for all of us. So since you left that role, now in the private sector, tell us about M7 Sports.
So I started M7 Agency, which is a strategic consulting firm that helps organizations grow.
So it's not just sports.
It's not just sports. And actually, it started as helping organizations grow. There's only three things an organization needs in order to grow. And that's more customers, more capacity, or more capital. You need one of those three things to grow any organization. It doesn't matter what sector you're in. And so our firm helps folks get those three things. And we've actually done quite a bit of work helping folks get more customers, capacity, and capital. But then when the Supreme Court struck down the college NIL opportunity and allowed athletes to monetize their brand, the only thing the NCAA said was, you can't leverage college representation for pro representation. And so basically what they said was, the traditional agent, the sports agent, is kind of nixed from the process. And what they ended up doing is they shifted all of that opportunity to marketing and communications firms. And that's what M7 Agency happens to be. And so we decided to start M7 Sports, focusing on helping athletes develop their brand in order to play at the next level or to monetize their brand. And the biggest opportunity has been in the high school athlete and working with families and helping kids get recruited, because the recruitment game has changed. There's so much marketing that goes into it. The competitive sports boom, it's hard to stand out. And obviously the cost of education in general has just made it even more challenging for families to afford and right. put a bigger emphasis on subsidizing that cost through athletics. And so we created an opportunity to manage the process and put mom and dad on the same side of the table. And the reason that's so important is because usually mom or dad is sitting on the opposite side of the table, and it's a very confrontational process. And when you think about it, traveling the country and visiting schools and helping your son or daughter become maybe the first person in your family to graduate or go to college, it should be fun, but it is really stressful. So the first thing we do when we manage the process is say, listen, mom and dad, you're on the same side now. Now we'll help facilitate the conversation with junior. We'll help manage the process, all three phases, the marketing phase, the engagement phase, and the decision phase. And it's been really, really rewarding to see families get to enjoy the process more.
It is, though, this whole NIL world, kind of like the Wild West. There's very few guardrails, and I know at some point they got to figure that out. But some schools have such an advantage because they have access to more money. It's just that simple. And why wouldn't an athlete, a young athlete, especially a lot of kids aren't coming from wealthy families. And in many cases, they're coming from families who are struggling financially. And if someone's offering you a substantial amount of money to come play for us, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Yep. And here's the interesting thing. You talk about my background. The interesting thing is that NIL intersects sports, marketing, and public policy. Part of the reason that it's the Wild Wild West is because Washington has not been able to pass some type of regulation, right? It affects all 50 states. It's interstate commerce. It should be regulated. States have kind of wanted to get involved, but kind of don't. And so you end up having a public policy nightmare, which means the public sector has to figure it out, which means it's the Wild Wild West. People get taken advantage of. The good actors don't necessarily get the recognition, and it's messy. And not to mention, there's like two types of NIL, right? The NIL for certain athletes, which is just a base salary, essentially now, right? It's just money. And then the other NIL opportunity, which is kind of the influencer piece, utilizing social media to help market products or different companies. That kind of influencer opportunity really takes a unique skill set. So there's a lot of families that are like, hey, why can't my kid monetize this NIL opportunity? And it's because talking into a back of a phone trying to sell a product is not necessarily easy. So what we help do is we help develop those skill sets if it's something that the student athlete wants to work on. And before people say, well, like, how does it work financially? Our company gives 100% of the proceeds to the athlete. We don't take any cut of the NIL deal. And here's why. One, the brand, the company that's benefiting from the NIL is who should pay the consultant, not the student athlete. The problem is a lot of these gangsters that have come into the market have just really taken advantage of people's, the newness of it, or I don't want to say they're ignorance, but they're just not educated.
Yeah, there's a naivete about it because you just don't know what you don't know, and you're trying to figure that out. Like, where do I fit in? How much am I really worth?
Right. And so 20% of all future profits or revenue, most people look at it as, well, that I wasn't going to get that anyhow. But if the student athlete has the real talent, that agency doesn't deserve 20% in perpetuity. They don't deserve 10%, to be honest. NFL agents only take 2%, but these college agents are just taking advantage of people. And, part of my goal here is to disrupt the market and actually provide people a athlete-centric focus.
Well, I want you to step us through the process. We'll do that in detail coming up next. Jim Christiana is our guest from M7 Agency. Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard. We continue our conversation. Jim Christiana. And again, if you know the name, spent 10 years representing us, District 15 in Harrisburg. And for the last few years, he's the founder and managing partner of M7 Agency. And again, you work not only with sports, that's one of your verticals, but you work with companies. And again, the mission is?
The mission is to help organizations grow and maximize their brand. And that organization can be a company, it could be a nonprofit. We've worked in 20 different sectors, but then it transitioned to helping athletes develop their personal brand, which is so important to maximizing your time in sports. And one of the things that you really have to be in tune with, and it's a struggle for parents right now, is how do I create the marketable assets? Like before, all you had to have is a game tape and your high school coach helped put it into the hands of the decision maker. The problem with that approach was that you were kind of stuck with whatever shakes out, and you couldn't control the process as much as you can now. And so what we do is we help create an inventory of assets. It's kind of the first phase is the marketing phase. Then we help, athletes, not their parents, engage with the coaches, because ultimately the coaches want to talk to the kids. They don't want, an overbearing parent managing the process. And they don't necessarily want an agent involved either, but we help from behind the scenes helping that student athlete be able to communicate effectively and kind of dictate their outcome.
So we have, I would say, per capita, as good a quality athletes around here as anywhere. We're kind of a rich environment for that. And being a Beaver County man, places like Aliquippa, which, by the way, is our game of the week, against Bell Vernon tomorrow night. Two state champions, by the way, from last year. And because of the classification shift, they're going to be playing each other, which is kind of cool. But those athletes, mentoring them. So walk us through the process. So if you have a player who's doing really well, they reach out to you and say, hey, Jim, how can we get on the radar and get the best possible situation for our child or for me if I'm the player?
Yeah. Starts with a pretty strenuous interview process of the family. And it's so much about the family, too, in the sense of, you know, that athlete and what is it that they want to accomplish as opposed to what maybe mom and dad want to accomplish. Yeah. We have about a 30-factor test that we do to kind of, you know, analyze the goals of that athlete and where they want to go. Because here's why. Managing expectations is such an important part of this process. The bad actors that are involved in this process are over-promising and under-delivering.
Right.
And they're setting up. And this is why there's a mental health crisis right now amongst young kids and young athletes, is because in many ways, when they're not able to meet this unreasonable expectation of playing Division I and getting a full scholarship, it's really challenging for a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid whose identity their entire life is being an athlete, even though we all know that eventually that's going to end.
Right.
It's why there's a huge spike in mental health crises and suicides amongst our adolescents. So we want to set reasonable expectations, break it down, and then start to put a plan together for the three phases of, and this is why it's really important if you're interested in playing at the next level, starting that conversation in your freshman or sophomore year, so that when you break out going into your sophomore or junior year, you're prepared for the summer going into your senior year, which is oftentimes for boys, that's the year that's the most important.
Make it or break it.
That's your make it or break it. Yep, before your junior year is ideal. Girls tend to be the recruitment process is a little earlier for them. So going into their sophomore season is when they should really be prepared so that they can accumulate those videos and those highlight reels. And then they can start to engage those coaches. And so whether it's social media, whether it's graphic design, photography, videography, we start to put that together and then be able to showcase that athlete for their peak performance or when they have breakout years. Like, I'll give you a great example. Last week, Beaver, my alma mater, played, and Junior Marino, he's a junior, he's got tons of talent, right? But there's two Division I starters that are playing alongside him, right? And they're seniors. Junior's got to be opportunistic. Has two interceptions in the first week against Westinghouse, which is a great team, lost in the state finals 2 years in a row. Junior Marino had a standout performance, right? Really opportunistic. We want to be able to accumulate that and maximize it when all eyes are on him, as opposed to trying to come back your senior year and accumulate all of those things and start to
smart.
Tell a story. Right. So it's, you know, the game has changed, as they say, but the recruitment game in particular is changed quite a bit.
And you're helping companies too.
Yeah.
The only thing you're not doing is politics, which I get since you got your sentence commuted after 10 years of being a representative. Well, Jim, how can people reach out to you?
M7Sports.agency, M7Sports.agency. We're excited to partner with KDK for this high school football season. It's going to be one.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
I hope your listeners take a look at Aliquippa, because they are an amazing what they're doing in that town with Heinz Field, with Dr. Woods, the pipeline of talent. It's a remarkable community that's doing some amazing things. So kudos to KDK for picking this game. I think it's an easy one to pick this week because it is so unique, but it should be an exciting matchup.
Jim, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. I hope you come back.
Anytime. Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
Jim Christiana, M7 Sports, M7 Agency on the Big K Morning Show. At our 8 o'clock hour, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver, and she joins us via video. You can see Christy, kdkradio.com, as well as hear her. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. I want to let you, I don't want to steal your thunder, share this very good news right off the top.
Okay. Yes. You mean about Dave and Andy's?
Christy, really? Yes, of course.
Yeah, this is like the best news I heard. I heard it last week. It was just rumors and everything. But yeah, a local family is, they bought Dave and Andy's and they're going to reopen it. It's supposed to open around September 7th. That's still kind of up in the air. But by September, people are going to be getting Dave and Andy's ice cream again. This local family, actually, Sarah Kasten, she is a junior at Pitt. Her parents had their first date there many years ago. And so she just grew up going to this place. They had some relatives that worked there over the years. They know the family that owned it. So they are going to take it over. They're not changing anything. They put on like a fresh coat of paint, but they're going to have all the same recipes. There's over 200 recipes in Dave and Andy's repertoire. So look forward to your old favorites and say hi. And it's a new beginning for Dave and Andy's, which I'm thrilled.
And maybe, because it's not too far from Carnegie Mellon, you might see one of the most famous faces. Well, certainly she is the daughter of two of the most famous people on the planet, actually.
Yeah, I remember whenever she was on the cover of Vanity Fair with her. She was zipped up in Tom Cruise's coat. Suri Cruise is the daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. She is now a CMU Tartan, and she started there on August 26th. But she's far from the only famous person that went to CMU. So on our website, we have a story about all the famous people that went to CMU, from Andy Warhol and Billy Porter to Ted Danson, who knew, and Holly Hunter. I did not know that. So you can learn a lot of stuff.
Do you know a famous singer or two? Also performers of all sorts, yeah, that came through CMU.
I feel like there's more. I thought Michael Keaton.
Extraordinary.
Yes, there's a lot of famous people there. But yeah, I didn't know about Holly Hunter. She's one of my favorites. So that made me happy. She graduated in 1980.
All right, check it out. PittsburghMagazine.com. And this week in Pittsburgh history.
On August 24th, 1950, Edith Spurlock Sampson, who was born in Pittsburgh in a family of eight kids, she became the first African-American woman to be named to the U.S. delegation to the United Nations. I mean, that's huge, and that's something you just don't hear about in history class. She also went on to become the first Black woman elected as a judge in America. You know, Pittsburgh has so many amazing historical facts.
We do. It's incredible, the connections to this city from all walks of life. And everywhere you go, and I always joke, and it's only half a joke, is that you're a half person from everybody here.
It's true. There is no 6 degrees of separation. I was just talking about this. People know everyone. So that's what I love about this town. And that's why when I left, I came back, because Pittsburgh's my home. So
As many people do. So being the food editor, what are you doing this weekend? You going to the Rib Fest, or where are you going? Or there's the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Food Festival over the weekend up in the North Hills at their church from Passavant. What else?
There is a summer recess at Spirit in Lawrenceville. Last year they had like a big corn roast and everything. It was really fun. And I think they're bringing back, just for like a day, Needs a famous fish sandwich. So you could grab that there. I don't know how long they're going to last. And also tonight, there's a grand opening of the Main Street Diner, which is the Beetlejuice bar that's in the basement of Lawrence Hall in Lawrenceville. So if you like Beetlejuice, or you're getting ready to see the movie, do that. It's fun.
Read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. Christy Graber, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.